News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good Monday morning. It's October 15th. This is Mobile Mornings. We've got a big show scheduled for today. Lots of news to get to. President Trump heading to the Panhandle to survey the damage from Hurricane Michael. He'll be flying in and landing right around 10:30, according to the schedule that I'm seeing. Right now it's 69 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. We'll check traffic, the ride in with Kane, and weather with Dr. Bill. All that and more coming up on Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center for now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. No delays as you're traveling from the 1065 split, traveling downtown, coming in from the Eastern Shore. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort. We've had light traffic at Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and again, no major backups or delays yet. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile offers more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. Come see the brand new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot Revere double wide and pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few scattered thunderstorms, lows around 70. And for Tuesday, partly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:08 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley in the studio as well.
Good morning.
Per usual. Good morning, Kelly. Sean Sullivan will be back on Wednesday morning. Right now, cities including Panama City, Mexico Beach, Florida, and Port St. Joe, and many other cities and towns through Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia continue to clean up the damage left over from Hurricane Michael. If you've been watching the news at all this weekend, just some really sad stories. We've seen people losing their entire homes. Still, countless numbers of people remain unaccounted for in Mexico City Beach, or at Mexico Beach. At least 46, the number, according to the city's mayor, 46 people remain unaccounted for as of yesterday. The mayor said that around 289 people, including 10 children, decided to stay put. That's despite evacuation orders. They decided to try to ride out that Category 4 storm that made landfall last Wednesday. The mayor, Al Cathy, and Mexico Beach City Clerk Adrian Well told ABC News that 46 of those who stayed behind were missing on Sunday. There have now been 18 deaths blamed on the storm, and the search continues for survivors of the victims. And right now on our website, fmtalk1065.com, the first thing on the list of three big things, how to help, a guide on how to help with Hurricane Michael relief. That links through to a WKRG news story where they've compiled all the different charities and groups in our areas and drives where you can help out. And we'll go over some of that more later. But if you want to check that out right now, WKRG.com. It's linked through on our website, FM Talk 106.5. Right now, though, time to check the news headlines of the morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. And we'll talk more about those who decided not to evacuate. Also, the death toll number fluctuating depending on where you are getting your news and what you can do, of course, to help. We'll have all that information throughout the morning. Great great news, though, for those impacted by Hurricane Michael, as President Donald Trump has approved federal disaster aid relief for four Alabama counties. Those counties are Dale, Henry, Geneva, and Houston. So they will receive funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency Public Assistance Program. Governor Kay Ivey said in part, quote, "This assistance will help us recover some of the costs of response and recovery efforts conducted by the state and local governments. This will be a huge benefit to the smaller communities in Alabama that have been affected." So by approving this emergency declaration, local and state governments will now be able to cover costs associated with preparing and responding to Hurricane Michael. Under the public assistance program, assistance will be provided at 75% federal funding for approved costs related to the storm. Making news out of Florida this morning, the Walton County Sheriff's Office, they need your help to find a missing teenager, 14-year-old Vincent Quintaga. He was last seen by his parents on October the 7th on Daisy Lane in Mossy Head. They say he was last seen wearing gray shorts with a red stripe down each side and a gray shirt. His parents say he may possibly be staying with a girlfriend in Crestview. Anyone with any information about the missing 14-year-old, you're urged to call the Walton County Sheriff's Office at 850-892-8186. Or, if you'd like to remain anonymous, call Crime Stoppers, 850-863-TIPS. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. 611 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's 69 degrees in Mobile. A wild, wild weekend in college football. Eight teams in the top 25 fall, and Alabama starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa re-injures his knee. I'll tell you how bad it is when we talk sports coming up. This is FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us on the web at naemanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags!
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Florida Governor Rick Scott is freezing insurance rates for Hurricane Michael victims. The damage in the Florida Panhandle and in the Big Bend area could total more than $4.5 billion. The governor's declaration prevents insurance companies from dropping or rescinding insurance coverage in the hard-hit area. He also urged claims adjusters to move quickly to ensure homeowners get money to clean up and rebuild. Meanwhile, President Trump will tour Hurricane Michael damage along the Florida Panhandle and in Georgia today. News 5's Katarina Luketic is in Florida and will be covering the president's trip live on WKRG News 5 and on WKRG.com. The mayor of Ocean Springs, Mississippi is campaigning to put medical marijuana on the state's ballot. It will take 86,000 signatures from registered voters in the state. Mayor Shea Dobson is collecting the signatures to allow Mississippians to decide whether the drug should be legal for medical use. The mayor called the issue one of compassion. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, "Dave, now what are you gonna do?" Said, "Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go." So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the MLB playoffs, the Boston Red Sox beat the Houston Astros 7-5 on Sunday night to even up the American League Conference Series at one game apiece.
And that's high in the air to left field. Benintendi, with his back against the wall, makes the catch. The ball game is over, and Boston wipes the brow and hangs on to win Game 2.
The Astros won Game 1 on Saturday 7-2. In the NLCS, the LA Dodgers and Milwaukee Brewers split the first two games of the series, with the Brewers winning Game 1 6-5 on Friday and the Dodgers winning Game 2 4-3 on Saturday. Game 3 is tonight from LA, beginning at 6:39 p.m. For the second week in a row, there was complete mayhem in college football. And for the second week in a row, 8 top 25 ranked teams lost, and 4 of those teams were ranked in the top 10. Number 2 ranked Georgia was beaten for the first time this season. The Bulldogs went into Baton Rouge and lost to Ed Orgeron's Tigers 36-16 on Saturday afternoon. Number 6 ranked West Virginia were beaten soundly by Iowa State 30-14, likely derailing playoff hopes and any opportunity for quarterback Will Grier to win the Heisman Trophy. Number 7 ranked Washington can also probably kiss their playoff hopes goodbye with their second loss of the season, this one coming courtesy of the 17th ranked Oregon Ducks. Number 8 ranked Penn State lost to Michigan State 21-17 on a last minute touchdown pass. Last week there were 8 SEC teams ranked in the top 25. This week there are 7 after the Auburn Tigers dropped out following a 30-24 home loss to the Tennessee Vols. Quarterback Jarrett Stidham had 3 turnovers in a game that the Tigers were favored to win by 2 touchdowns. Here's this week's AP poll top 10 that was released yesterday. At number 10, the unbeaten UCF Golden Knights. Number 9, Oklahoma. Number 8, Georgia. At number 7, the Texas Longhorns. At number 6, the Michigan Wolverines. Number 5, LSU after that big win over Georgia. Number 4, Notre Dame. Number 3, Clemson. Number 2, with 1 first place vote, the Ohio State Buckeyes. And at number 1, the Alabama Crimson Tide, who remain unbeaten with a 39-10 win over the Missouri Tigers. In that game, starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa went into the medical tent following a third quarter scramble and slide. The stadium and Tide fans everywhere held their breath as Tua's parents were even taken into the tent. However, Tua would return to the sideline, and head coach Nick Saban said he only tweaked a knee injury that he suffered last week and that he could have returned to the game if needed. Also Saturday, the South Alabama Jaguars crushed Alabama State 45-7 to snap a 3-game losing streak. The Jags are off this next weekend before hosting Troy on Tuesday night, October 23rd, in the annual Battle for the Belt. Tonight on Sports Night at 7 p.m., I'll be live at the Jersey Mike Subs in West Mobile on Airport Boulevard across from Academy Sports. We'll be giving away tickets to that Battle for the Belt along with more Jag swag. So come on out to Jersey Mike Subs on Airport tonight at 7. In the NFL on Sunday, the New England Patriots handed the Kansas City Chiefs their first loss this season in a 43-40 barn burner in New England.
The snap and play. Swing the right leg. Kick left into the uprights. Right down the middle. A game winner for Gostkowski. And the Patriots prevail. 43-40.
That call courtesy of 98.5 WBZ. And with the win, Tom Brady became the first quarterback in NFL history to win 200 regular season games. The Los Angeles Rams remain undefeated at 6-0 after beating Denver 23-20. Atlanta got their second win of the season, outscoring Tampa Bay 34-29 in an NFC South thriller. during that game. Buccaneers wide receiver Mike Evans became the franchise's all-time leading receiver in yardage, surpassing Mark Carrier, who held the previous record with 5,018 yards. The Cowboys crushed Jacksonville 40-7. Got that wrong there. To move teams to 3-3 records. Both of them now have 3-3 records. And it was a tough day for a couple former University of Alabama receivers. Atlanta Falcons rookie Calvin Ridley left in the second quarter and did not return after suffering an ankle injury. He's scheduled to have an MRI today. And Raiders receiver Amari Cooper took a brutal helmet-to-helmet hit that left him unconscious in Oakland's 27-3 loss to Seattle in London. Cooper was injured early in the second quarter and did not return to the game. And we wrap it up with NASCAR in the Cup Series playoffs. Eric Almirola took the checkered flag at Talladega, and the number 10 Ford, a wreck with three laps to go, forced overtime where Kurt Busch ran out of fuel on the final lap to allow Almirola to pass him and claim the victory. Busch led for 108 laps on Sunday but would finish 14th. Clint Bowyer finished second, followed by Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Denny Hamlin, and Joey Logano. There are five races remaining in the playoffs. Next week in Kansas is the final race in the round of 12. Almirola currently leads the standings, followed by Chase Elliott, Kevin Harvick, and Kyle Busch. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few scattered thunderstorms, lows around 70. And for Tuesday, partly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue, and it's a nice ride so far through Mobile. Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, and 65. No delays as the school buses are traveling the Bayway. The causeway looks great. From 90 Theodore Dawes Road out towards I-10 at Grand Bay Wilma Road, you haven't had any problems yet this morning. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival. They present celebrations from around the world coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
624 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. 69 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley here as well. She's ready to give you the news on Mobile Mornings. Here's your news headlines of the day.
Yeah. Good morning, Dalton.
Good morning.
Can't wait to talk about our weekend.
Yes, too. Me too.
I think everyone looks forward to like reminiscing on your Monday, especially if you had a good weekend.
Uh-huh.
And if you didn't, then you can look forward to the next weekend.
That's right.
We're only a few days away, you know.
I know. It's only, what, 5 days from now?
Well, four.
Ooh.
If you
cup half full there.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about perspective, right? All right, let's talk about days and numbers. Good morning, everyone. It is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you are a fan of your local and state lawmakers, let them know it. Well, and if you're not a fan and you want to make changes to your neighborhood, your city, your county, and state lawmakers, now is your time, but you must be registered to vote. State law sets the deadline to register to vote at 15 days before the election. So your deadline to get registered to vote is October the 22nd. Okay?
Coming close.
Very much so. Okay, so voters, you can register online on the Secretary of State website. You can also update your registration information. Maybe if you've moved, you also can go to vote411.org. You can do it. It takes less than 2 minutes to do. You have no excuses. So if you are not able to go to the polls on Election Day, the last day to apply for an absentee ballot, that is November the 1st. Listen to these numbers, Dalton.
Okay.
About 900,000 voters participated in the June 5th primary. Okay, 26.6% of the state's registered voters.
Mm-hmm.
About 590,000 people voted in the Republican primary for governor, compared to the 283,000 in the Democratic primary. So those are some big numbers, which means we're going for the gold, okay? Let's keep those numbers going, because the general election is Tuesday, November the 6th, which is 22 days from now. Just putting it out there.
Just putting it out there. And the deadline, 15 days before the election.
The deadline, 15 days before, okay. So it's October 22nd. So, because I love you that much, I'm going to tell you exactly, approximately, when you can vote, 22 days, 0 hours, 33 minutes, and 52 seconds.
Wow, that is down to the minute. That is down to the second.
You know, I try. And then there's also this. This morning, the director of the Mobile County Communications District is apologizing this morning after being pulled over for public intoxication. According to officials, Charlie McNichol was arrested at 12:35 a.m. Friday by Spanish Fort Police for public intoxication on Highway 31 and Highway 90. Spanish Fort Police Chief David Edgar confirmed that McNichol was in possession of his vehicle. However, he was not charged with DUI. Mr. McNichols released a statement saying, quote, "I am embarrassed. This was a mistake that I made. I make no excuse for my poor judgment. I have had some life stressors with health issues recently, and I obviously did not handle this well. I will seek assistance and work through this terrible event." His bond was set at $400. McNichols was able to make bond. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 627 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. If you go to FMTalk1065.com right now, the three big things. First thing up on the list, how to help. A great guide from our TV news partners at WKRG on how you can help with Hurricane Michael relief. The second big story, the FEMA chief saying the Florida damage, as he's been touring around the panhandle since Hurricane Michael, among the worst that he has ever seen. And our third big story, with the NASCAR playoffs in Talladega this weekend, Eric Almirola advances in the NASCAR playlist. So a couple ways you can help from that WKRG page I just mentioned. In Mobile, you could drop off items at Nexus Cinema. That's at 770 Bruns Drive in West Mobile off of Greelot. They're collecting until Wednesday, October 17th from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. I'll give you more information on other places where you can help.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. President Trump will tour Hurricane Michael damage along the Florida Panhandle and in Georgia today, 5 days after the powerful Category 4 hurricane made landfall in Mexico Beach. Sunday, Florida Governor Rick Scott and FEMA Director Brock Long surveyed the damage and comforted residents whose homes were damaged or destroyed.
Mexico Beach was, you know, wiped off the map. Lynn Haven, you know, a lot of inland damage, just like what we're seeing here in Bluntstown as well.
Hurricane Michael is blamed for at least 18 deaths from Florida to Virginia, with only one confirmed death in Mexico Beach. The town's mayor says it would be a miracle if it stayed that way. 250 residents in Mexico Beach may have tried to ride out the storm. The latest Associated Press poll has Alabama ranked number one again. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa's status for the Tides game against Tennessee Saturday is up in the air. The quarterback aggravated a knee sprain and left the game in the third quarter. The Tide went on to beat Missouri 39-10. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent's specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Hello.
This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Burdened by massive debt and weakened by falling sales, Sears filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy shortly after midnight this morning, the company saying it cannot meet a $134 million debt payment due today. Steve Kastenbaum reports Chapter 11 may not satisfy creditors.
Sears debt holders were pressuring the company to go Chapter 7 and liquidate. In recent weeks, several vendors said Sears missed payments.
Sears saying this morning it will close another 142 stores by year's end. Turkey's foreign ministry says its own inspectors will be allowed into the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey today. That's the last place journalist Jamal Khashoggi was seen alive 2 weeks ago. The inspection will be a joint effort by Saudi and Turkish teams. A passenger bus crashed in Lackawanna County on a Pennsylvania interstate last night, killing one woman and injuring an unknown number of other passengers. Stock futures showing moderate losses across the boards on Wall Street this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Ford Chairman Bill Ford and J.P. Morgan Chase boss Jamie Dimon have both opted to drop out of that Saudi conference following the country's suspected role in the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. And the high-profile pairs following the lead of executives from Uber, Viacom, and AOL, as well as media organizations like CNN, The New York Times, and The Financial Times. But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is said to still be planning to attend. Hedge funds that specialize in distressed investing have been looking into the New York taxi market after prices for medallions plummeted in the face of competition from ride-hailing upstarts. The Wall Street Journal says Marblegate Asset Management has decided to place a big bet and over the past year or so has scooped up around 300 medallions for a total price of more than $50 million. Owners of taxi medallions and their drivers in New York and other cities like Boston, Chicago, and Philadelphia have been hurt by the rise of Uber and Lyft. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
On FM Talk 106.5, this is Mobile Mornings. A nice 69 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios right now. Pretty nice feeling weekend overall. Dr. Bill, when he gave us that weekend weather score on Friday, 1.9140, I think it was, and it felt like that early Saturday, and then during the day, though, kind of heated up. It is October, after all, and it's still pretty hot out there for October.
I have to say, so I did a, kind of a sort of unofficial poll, right? And so one of my Facebook friends, frankly, Robert, he posted how he was very happy about, you know, the cooler temperatures, and so I said, no, I don't like it.
Yes,
another woman said that, too.
You're leading the charge.
I know, I am leading the charge. I think when you're from a cold state, you know, you feel like you've paid your dues. So, but on this timeline and on this thread, more men said that they liked it chilly willy.
Yes.
And the women were like, no, thank you. So it was very interesting to see. And then one lady chimed in. She's like, even my dog is happy.
Well, I think the reasoning behind that, or at least I've always assumed, and you know what they say about assuming.
Yep.
I've always thought women ran hotter because they are generally smaller, generally a little bit less body mass.
I think it depends on your age.
Okay, and the blood flow you got going there, maybe that plays a role. I don't know.
We our bodies go through different changes. I'll just leave it at that. We have an old enough audience to know what I'm saying.
Well, yeah. If I were in charge of the thermostat at home, it would stay on about 67 to 70. I would keep it in that range, but I'm not in charge of it. I do get a say. It stays at around 75, which a lot of people would say is really high. I know I said that one time, and Sean Sullivan was in here, and he's like, what are you, 75? Are you kidding me?
That's why I'm a fan of your wife.
Yes.
One of the many reasons.
And that's what we did this weekend. Had a big unveiling in the Orwig household. We put it up on social media. Finally let everyone know outside of the immediate family that we are expecting our first child. My wife and I. Gonna have a little daughter, hopefully in March. That's when they're saying she's scheduled to pop out. Name's gonna be Isabella Ellie Orwig. So it's been a great weekend with tons of calls from family and friends. And I'm gonna have to get the FM Talk 106.5 listening audience's help because I've only got 4.5 months thereabouts to prepare for this.
Or less. Just so you know, that's a guesstimation.
Exactly. So the countdown is on, and this is a life-changing event coming up. I'm going to need all the help I can get. So maybe during the third hour here today and the third hour from now until March, I'll take advice from everyone who has had a daughter or has any advice on... I'm already... You know, we went on a daycare tour. I did not like the way that those, because they say you have to jump on the list extra early now. There's such long wait lists. And I did not like the way those little boys were looking at my wife already. It's already started. I don't like it one bit at all.
That's you are definitely a father to be.
Of course, my good news comes on the heels of some bad news for a lot of people in our listening area and all along the Gulf Coast and East Coast of the United States as cities and towns pick up the pieces following Hurricane Michael. And, of course, three cities along the Panhandle that were hit ultra hard, and not the only cities, but Panama City, Mexico Beach, which I mean, I feel so badly for those people. If you've seen the drone video, the news video, the town has been demolished.
It's obliterated. It truly is. And it sounds, you know, you watch your various news outlets and you hear the words that it looks like, you know, a war-torn city. Mm-hmm. It's just gone. And you really can appreciate just the power of Hurricane Michael, almost a Category 5, when you see those aerial shots and you see, and what's, it gives you the chills when you see the before and after, because they'll do a split screen and show you the exact same buildings, you know, on the left side and then what it looks like now on the right side. And your heart just hurts for people who did try to leave, who did try to do the right thing. But unfortunately, you know, this did not end the way they wanted it to.
And now as people make their way back to their towns after evacuating, we're getting some of the, on news channels, we're getting some of those interviews of people that are showing up to see their homes demolished, completely gone, and trying to figure out what they're going to do from here. And, of course, we're a place here, Mobile and Baldwin counties, where we can feel a lot of empathy for the people that are affected by hurricanes, because we have been those people before. And our news partners at WKRG, we have this link through on our website, fmtalk1065.com, and I was trying to get through it earlier before we hit the bottom of the hour break, but there are plenty of ways that you can help without having to travel over there, which we do have a lot of people in our area who have been making supply runs. But if you want to help here, WKRG, they actually had a telethon on Friday and did a great job. They raised right around $30,000. They have 26,000 listed here, but they've been taking donations all weekend long. And you can still donate to the American Red Cross through the WKRG website. They have a link on there. Also in Mobile, you can drop off items at Nexus Cinema. Now, this is a place we've become really familiar with here on FM Talk 106.5. They're located at 7070 Bruns Drive in West Mobile. If you're on Greelot Road and you're heading towards Schillinger Road, and you take a left on Cody Road, it's about a quarter mile down on the left. You'll see a shooting range right out in front. Nexus Cinema is located behind that. Well, if you go to Nexus Cinema, put it in the GPS, they're collecting items until Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, and they're collecting them daily from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. If you donate something while you're going to a movie, they'll go ahead and give you a free popcorn. But right now, they're collecting non-perishable food, water, non-carbonated drinks, diapers, formula, cleaning supplies, buckets, brooms, shovels, rags, paper towels, napkins, and first aid supplies. If you're in Baldwin County, the city of Daphne, they're collecting hurricane relief supplies at any city of Daphne fire station and taking those over to affected areas. In Pensacola, the crew of Airship Pirates Supply Drive, they're collecting tools, cleaning supplies, and baby food for the hurricane victims. You can drop those items off at the Harley-Davidson of Pensacola, at the Pensacola Parade People, and at Sandy and Bubba's Milton Chevrolet, and they're collecting those donations through Friday. And also, the Pensacola Fire Department have Operation Baby Supplies going right now. That began this Saturday, and they're going to run through this Friday. Pensacola Fire Department collecting baby supplies such as diapers, clothes, and non-perishable foods, among others. And you can take those items to Pensacola Fire Station 1 at 400 East Cervantes Street from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. daily. And Salvation Army, they're taking donations. You can call 1-800-SAL-ARMY, 1-800-SAL-ARMY, and make a donation there. But you can find that link on our website, fmtalk1065.com, and that'll tell you everything you need to know if you want to help out. 6:43 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, we'll have Kelly Finley's news ready for you, but right now let's check traffic on the way in with Kane and weather from Dr. Bill Williams.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, traveling in from Baldwin County, a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway as Mobile Police Department state troopers are clear, picking up on Airport and Moffitt and 65. A little bit of radar in that mix as well, so school buses are traveling, but nothing out of the ordinary so far from the 65 split out towards Irvington and Grand Bay. The South Alabama football team will host the Troy Trojans Tuesday night, October 23rd at 7 p.m. at Ladd. Come early for a free concert and tailgate beginning at 4:30 with over 20 restaurants providing free food. Get your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows around 70. And for Tuesday, partly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. On a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.99, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.99, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water, beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. And now it's time to check the news headlines on this beautiful Monday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. It's 6:45 on your Monday. And in case you missed our last news update, the Orwigs are having a baby girl.
Yes,
we
are.
We're so happy for you. It's such a blessing.
Thank you, Kelly. And, you know, I've already had you on speed dial, but now you're going to be getting calls all the time. What do I do? What do I do?
I think one of your biggest questions would be, are you going to raise a tomboy or a girly girl? That's going to make a lot of difference as to how the questions that you ask or your wife asks. But just enjoy, and obviously know that as your family, your FM Talk 106 family, we're so happy and proud for you.
Thank you so much.
Good job doing what husband and wives do. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we'll continue to hear more about this blessing, of course, throughout the next couple of months, but we just wanted to make sure everybody knew why we're super excited this morning.
I'll keep you updated.
Thank you, sir. All right, now let's go ahead and turn the tide, if you will, and talk about something that has truly impacted our nation. We're talking, of course, about Hurricane Michael. The death toll now 18, with 30 to 35 people still unaccounted for. This is in the Mexico Beach area. This as a result of Hurricane Michael, after search and rescue teams discovered more bodies over the weekend. The Miami fire chief is leading the search and rescue unit. They say they are using a trained dog, and they're trying to determine if some of the recent people that have been discovered were alone or if they were part of a family. So, unfortunately, this number is expected to rise. We, of course, will stay on top of this on air and on social media. As for Mexico Beach, if you're not familiar, this is a town of about 1,000 people. I didn't realize that it was such a small town.
Yeah, really small.
Yeah, nearly wiped out after Hurricane Michael's storm surge when the Category 4 hurricane made landfall last Wednesday. Hurricane Michael is being called one of the most powerful hurricanes to ever make landfall here in the U.S. State officials say that by one count, 285 people defied the mandatory evacuation orders and they stayed behind. So keep that in mind. The Federal Emergency Management Agency chief, Brock Long, says that he expects the death toll will rise since, quote, very few people live to tell what it's like to experience storm surge. And unfortunately, in this country, we seem to not learn the lesson. Colonel Laidlaw, he's aboard the Tyndall Air Force Base. He says that that duty station took a, quote, beating and told the 3,600 men and women stationed aboard that base not to come back. He said, quote, I will not recall you and your families until we can guarantee your safety and that we need to restore basic utilities, clear out roads of trees and power lines, and assess the structural integrity of our buildings. And closer to home, Dalton told you about the different ways that you can donate. You also can head to Daphne, Alabama, as the City of Daphne Fire Station still accepting your donations of hurricane relief supplies. And if you're not quite sure what that means, we're talking about cleaning supplies, non-perishable foods, water, hygiene supplies, diapers, temporary shelter items like tents and canopies. So anything that you can give, and of course, as always, The gift cards are always a great help if you're not quite sure. But either way, thank you in advance for giving to those in need. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 6:49 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming back, I've got your sports news from a wild weekend in college football. Also, traffic with Kane and weather with Dr. Bill. Stay tuned.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution? John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Florida Governor Rick Scott is freezing insurance rates for Hurricane Michael victims. The damage in the Florida Panhandle and in the Big Bend area could total more than $4.5 billion. The governor's declaration prevents insurance companies from dropping or rescinding insurance coverage in the hard-hit area. He also urged claims adjusters to move quickly to ensure homeowners get money to clean up and rebuild. Meanwhile, President Trump will tour Hurricane Michael damage along the Florida Panhandle and in Georgia today. News 5's Katarina Luketich is in Florida and will be covering the president's trip live on WKRG News 5 and on WKRG.com. The mayor of Ocean Springs, Mississippi is campaigning to put medical marijuana on the state's ballot. It will take 86,000 signatures from registered voters in the state. Mayor Shea Dobson is collecting the signatures to allow Mississippians to decide whether the drug should be legal for medical use. The mayor called the issue one of compassion. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good, like real good. You know what I'm saying? Like real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've got an accident involving a school bus just off of Highway 98 or Moffitt and Waltman Road. No kids are on the bus and unknown injuries at this time. They've got some road blockage because of this accident. A good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the MLB playoffs, the Boston Red Sox beat the Houston Astros 7-5 on Sunday night to even up the American League Conference Series at one game apiece. The Astros won Game 1 on Saturday 7-2. In the NLCS, the LA Dodgers and Milwaukee Brewers split the first two games of the series, with the Brewers winning Game 1 6-5 on Friday and the Dodgers winning Game 2 4-3 on Saturday. Game 3 is tonight in LA, beginning at 6:39. For the second weekend in a row, there was complete mayhem in college football. For the second week in a row, 8 top 25 ranked teams lost, and 4 of those teams were ranked in the top 10. Number 2 ranked Georgia was beaten for the first time this season. The Bulldogs went into Baton Rouge and lost to Ed Orgeron's LSU Tigers 36-16. Number 6 ranked West Virginia lost. So did number 7 ranked Washington and number 8 ranked Penn State. Last week there were 8 SEC teams ranked in the AP Top 25 poll. This week there are 7 after the Auburn Tigers dropped out following a 30-24 home loss to the Tennessee Vols. Quarterback Jarrett Stidham had 3 turnovers in a game that the Tigers were favored to win by 2 touchdowns. Here's this week's top 10 from the AP. At number 10, the unbeaten UCF Golden Knights. Number 9, Oklahoma. Number 8, Georgia. Number 7, Texas. At number 6, the Michigan Wolverines. Number 5, LSU. Number 4, Notre Dame. At number 3, the Clemson Tigers. Number 2, Ohio State. And still at number 1, the Alabama Crimson Tide, who remain unbeaten with a 39-10 win over Missouri. Also Saturday, the South Alabama Jaguars crushed Alabama State 45-7 to snap a 3-game losing streak. In the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, Eric Almirola took the checkered flag at Talladega in the number 10 Ford. A wreck with 3 laps to go forced overtime, where Kurt Busch ran out of fuel on the final lap to allow Almirola to pass him and claim the victory. Busch led for 108 laps on Sunday, but would finish 14th. 6:55 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
6:56 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. 69 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. One quick headline, because this is happening this morning and it has a ripple effect across the state. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey and Attorney General Steve Marshall, they're scheduled to meet with members of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. The meeting has been prompted by the victims' advocates and the Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey, who admit to being surprised about early paroles for violent offenders. Attorney Bailey wants the governor to investigate the parole board's actions, saying, quote, the current board has repeatedly and consistently released violent offenders after they have served only a minute portion of lengthy sentences. The parole board has released a statement saying that it had no data showing an increase in early parole consideration for violent offenders. So the 3 parole board members are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the state senate. Spokesperson for the governor said the governor has met with the victims advocacy group, VOCAL, which spoke about the issue of early release. And here's the deal. There's a press conference scheduled for after today's meeting, which is set for 8:30 this morning with the governor and the AG. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. 6:57 now. Mobile Mornings rolls on. Tons of news to get to. President Trump coming to the Panhandle to visit Florida and Georgia. See the recovery effort following Hurricane Michael. More on that coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.